warm welcome everyone to Amazing You. I am your host, Rani Thanakodi. I am a hypnotherapist and also a Mars Venus life and relationship coach and astrologer. I help women and men who feel stuck in their lives to overcome their emotional and physical issues by using a rapid and innovative hypnotherapy method to get rid of those issues so that they live a fulfilling life and relationships without spending years in therapy. Hi everyone, welcome to Amazing You. Today I have the great pleasure to introduce you to Marianne Nixon, who is a positive results mindset coach. Welcome, Marianne.
Thank you.
Marianne, would you tell us briefly about your story?
I started as a child. I've always been interested in other people and helping people to improve their quality of life in some way. And as I grew, approached sort of adulthood, I was interested in becoming an ordained minister in the church.
Okay.
Because that was the only way that I saw, I didn't know anything about psychology. And only people I saw doing the kind of thing I wanted to do were priests in the church.
Okay.
But the church that I belonged to didn't ordain women. So that was a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
And by the time I got to midlife, they had changed their policies and women were being ordained. And I started the process of studying for that, but it didn't work out the way I wanted it to. And after a while, I closed that door. And just shortly after that, a friend of mine introduced me to aromatherapy oils through giving me a gift. And I won't go into details, but that gift sparked something else, which sparked something else, which ended up me buying a book on aromatherapy. And I had finished the introduction before I decided this is what I wanted to do. So I trained and I started a hobby practice on a weekend. And then a few years later, I was retrenched from my job. So I used that opportunity to turn that hobby practice into a full-time one. And then I added other modalities as a whole new world opened up to me of complementary health and eventually energy medicine. And in the process of doing the trainings that I did, I discovered that trauma has a long-lasting effect on our bodies, our minds, our emotions, and it actually can inhibit one from developing one's own potential. And I saw so many signs of trauma in my own life once I knew what they were. But nothing traumatic or nothing obviously traumatic had happened to me. Mm-hmm. But in trauma, they talk about little T traumas. So looking back, I could see the situations that must have been little T traumas for me. And then about 4 or 5 years ago, I came across a website on childhood emotional neglect. And it had a checkbox and a list of things you could check off. And I got down quite a long list. I think there was probably about 20 questions. And I got to the bottom and realized I ticked every box.
Ooh.
And I thought, that is the missing piece in my jigsaw puzzle. It explained so much to me about why I struggled with certain things and why I'd struggled to really even understand myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of my personal struggles were just, and so I know then it was very interesting. After that, I had a label, so I could put all of those things in a box and distance myself from them. And when something came up, a response to something that used to make me feel inadequate, I say, oh, that's not me. That's the consequences of CEN.
Yeah. What is CEN, Maria?
CEN, the childhood emotional neglect.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
So yeah, and that gave me enough distance that I could then say, well, if my response has always been that way because of the symptoms of CEN, then I can now choose to do it differently.
Absolutely.
Because that's not inherently me.
Yeah.
And that was a big change for me. And it meant that I started to look around and see and sort of wonder at people who have emotional problems, eating disorders, and all sorts of issues in life, just confidence issues, and thinking, wow, I wonder if you've got some sort of underlying problem, not necessarily the same as me, you know, they don't have, that's not necessarily childhood emotional neglect, but whatever your problem in coping with life is actually probably something that's happened in your childhood.
Yes. Yeah.
And then I discovered emotional freedom techniques and matrix re-imprinting, which deal very effectively with those things and have transformed my life. Mm-hmm. And so my new passion is to actually use those to help people to transform their lives. I still do the craniosacral therapy and the aromatherapy, but I'm using emotional freedom technique a lot more now.
Thank you. This is an amazing journey that you've been on and that have led you now to start your own business in helping other people. That's beautiful. Mm. Yeah.
So my childhood desires to help people have finally come to a very different outcome to what I expected, but it's exactly what I want to be doing.
Yeah. The next question is, what has been the greatest challenge in your life and how did you overcome it?
I think the greatest challenge has in fact been that childhood emotional neglect, although I wasn't aware of it under that name. Yeah. All the things that were challenges were to a large extent, not altogether, the result of the childhood emotional neglect. And overcoming it was when I, in fact, was discovering that there was a label for all these feelings that I had and the struggles that I had. And that gave me a sense that I could overcome it, I could change it. It wasn't something that I wasn't born this way. It was a result of my experience. And therefore I could, with the tools that the emotional freedom technique, the craniosacral therapy, even aromatherapy has also helps with mental, emotional well-being, and the matrix re-imprinting, that with those tools, I could overcome these issues myself. And also I think discovering that the childhood emotional neglect was actually a thing and it had a whole lot of symptoms or sort of indications of what had happened. I stopped judging myself for the things that I struggled with. And when you stop, and I discovered that when you stop judging yourself, it actually becomes a lot easier to change.
Okay. That's very helpful. Yes. Because I'm sure a lot of people have gone, whether it's big traumas or small traumas, I think we all have it at some point in our childhood.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And who has been the most influential person in your life, Maria?
I thought long and hard about this question and decided that the most influential person is actually the longest friend I've had. We became friends in high school. And then we were at university together. So she's been a consistent presence in my life.
Okay.
She's always been there for me, always supportive. And in my early adulthood, she was the only person that I really trusted to talk to about how I felt about things. Okay. I knew that even, you know, if I could tell her things that where I felt embarrassed or upset about, and she wouldn't judge me. And so, yeah, she was for a long time, she was my only emotional outlet. And she still does listen to me. Mm-hmm. And is still not judgmental. She celebrates my wins, whether she actually understands them or not. If I say I'm feeling great about something, she celebrates with me. She encourages me when I'm down. She believes in me when I doubt myself. And she was the person who introduced me to aromatherapy through the gift of the oils. And she was already in studying various modalities in complementary health. So, and it was her talking about the courses that she'd done that got me interested in exploring not just the aromatherapy, but also various other modalities that I became aware of. So I've been able to talk through a huge amount of stuff with her, and you know, the one person in the world that's on the same page as me. And because our friendship goes back so far, it's, you know, I have other people, if you know, who are also doing the same kind of work that I'm doing now, yes. And people I've trained with in various modalities that are also friends. But that long-standing knowledge of where we've come from, the things yes. we've worked through together, it creates a special bond.
Yes. Yeah. That's true. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And what quote has helped you to cope in challenging times, Marianne?
There are two came to mind. One was when I started with aromatherapy charging for the aromatherapy treatments, I felt very awkward asking people for money. And then I think it's actually a scriptural quote came to mind, a workman is worth his keep. And don't ask me where it comes from, so I used to remind myself that the work I was doing was worth being paid for.
Can you repeat that quote again?
A workman is worth his keep.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
And then when asking people to pay me was no longer an issue, I still had some anxiety about other things. And the thing that comes to mind most often is, again, it's one from my early days of being involved with the church. Perfect love casts out fear. And I find whenever I'm feeling anxious, that often comes to mind. It reminds me to refocus on the good things in life and not the things that are causing the anxiety.
That's true. And what would you say to encourage people who are facing some tough times right now, Marianne?
I think the thing that has made the most impact on me in the work that I do is that if you acknowledge and honor how you feel in a tough situation and don't make yourself wrong, acknowledge that it's okay to feel, if you're feeling sad or angry or anxious or fearly, you're afraid of something, do actually acknowledge it fully and make it okay to feel like that. And the amazing thing is that when you actually acknowledge those feelings and allow yourself to feel them without judging yourself, you start to breathe again. And slowly you will reach a place where you can actually start to see options. And it's partly, I think, you know, the phrase that everybody trots out about what you resist persists. Yes. But it's true that if you don't accept the way that you're feeling and you try to push it down or brush over it or work through it or whatever you want to do with it, except acknowledge it, it holds you back.
Absolutely.
Whereas if you just stop and say, this is how I'm feeling, and of course I feel like this in this situation, it's okay. Yeah. Then it's like a pause, and it just feels to me like I start to breathe, and then I can start to look around and say, well, actually, what are my options? And it's amazing what happens when you can do that.
I think it's a great tip, Marianne, to use for everybody who is listening and watching, because when we are in those situations, we don't know what to do and we push down our feelings, you know, we suppress and we we ignore our feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a great tip that would help a lot of people. Yeah, thank mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. So tell us briefly about your business and how can people contact you, Maria?
I actually work with a number of different groups of people.
Okay.
But currently I'm working with a client who had got stuck around her business, taking her business online.
Right.
And I was able to reconnect her with her sense of purpose and her vision and what she wants to achieve. Mm-hmm. And so she's now motivated to actually get all the information, her website up, and she's now working on her LinkedIn profile, and she's starting to make things happen. Wow. Whereas before that, she was completely paralyzed and she'd actually given up on doing anything. I also work with people who have been through some kind of trauma.
Okay.
I had a client who'd been through a break-in on the house. And I was able to help her come to terms with what had happened and stabilize her emotions so that she could actually return to work.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I've also worked with somebody who is in a business that she enjoys doing, but she was full of good ideas and she kept chasing after this one and that one, and she wasn't very focused.
Okay.
And it turned out that she is a good idea person, mm-hmm. but we were able to hone in on what was her real passion mm-hmm. and what she wants to be doing, and then look at how she can use her existing business to take her towards that particular goal. Mm-hmm. And now she can make her decisions around going in from her existing business to her dream business and ignore all the other good ideas that are just side, you know, they're shiny objects that she can run after them, but they're not going to take her anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So far, you know, in connecting people with, I believe very strongly that it's important to get in touch with your values.
Yes.
Because so often we don't actually know what they are, mm-hmm. and yet they guide us all the time at a subconscious level. And once we know what they are, then it makes it a lot easier to find direction and purpose in your life.
That's so true. And how can people contact you, Maria?
I have a website.
Yes.
At okay. www.marianmixon.co.za.
Okay, Marianne. So thank you for taking.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time today out of your busy schedule to come and share with us your story, what you do. And I wish you a lot of success, Marianne. And thank you for taking again the time from South Africa to be here. Thank you to the audience as well for listening.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.